My sister got a guinea pig. Why couldn't I get a lizard? It's not fair. She got a pet and I didn't.
Well, if you wanted a lizard, first you have to show you can take care of little things. Have you ever had a pet? My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. If you've ever had a pet, you know they're a lot of work. And if you can't be trusted to take care of something small, like a goldfish or a gerbil, how can you be trusted to take care of something bigger, like a dog? Luke 16:10 says, "Whoever can be trusted with small things can also be trusted with big things." Let's learn more about that in our story today. It's entitled, Small Things. Rex sat in the living room and pouted while his sister played in her room with her new guinea pig. "If Lyra can have a guinea pig, I don't see why I can't have a lizard," he thought angrily. "Rex," Dad said when Rex complained about it later that day, "you don't have any excuse for acting like this. You had the same chance to have a lizard as Lyra did to have a guinea pig. If you had taken good care of your goldfish, we would have allowed you to get a lizard. But you didn't take care of your fish. You never fed it or cleaned its bowl. Lyra had to take over and care for your fish as well as hers."
"But I don't like goldfish anymore," said Rex.
"Well, you should have thought of that before bringing it home from the school carnival. When you bring things home, especially living things, you have to take care of them. If we can't trust you to take care of something small that you're responsible for, how can we expect you to care for something bigger and more complicated, like a lizard?" Dad paused. "You know, Rex, it's a good thing to remember that God often works in this way, too."
"What do you mean?" asked Rex.
"Are you saying I shouldn't ask him for a lizard?"
"No," said Dad.
"I'm saying that God usually trusts his children with small tasks before giving them bigger things to do. I've known people who had dreams of doing great things with their lives to serve God, but they lacked the discipline to follow through on things that seemed small, like doing everyday tasks faithfully and with a good attitude." Dad squeezed Rex's shoulder. "Doing well in small things, even jobs like caring for a goldfish, help us prepare for bigger tasks God might give us later on. He uses the small things we do to help us learn and grow to become more like Jesus, who is always faithful in everything he does." Rex thought about his father's words.
"Dad," he said after a moment, "can I have my goldfish back?"
Dad smiled. "I suppose we could give it another try." So how about you? Do you do your tasks and schoolwork when you're supposed to? Do you treat your friends and family with kindness and respect, even when things don't go your way? Those may seem like small things, but they're important to God, and doing them shows you can be trusted with bigger responsibilities later on. Be faithful with the small things God has put in your life now, so He can use them to prepare you for bigger things in the future. Our key verse is found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, verse 10.
"Whoever can be trusted with small things can also be trusted with big things."
And our key thought for today, be faithful in small things. Partner with Keys for Kids Radio and share the gospel with others for generations to come. With your monthly donation to Keys for Kids, you'll help spread the good news around the world and provide daily devotionals to encourage children in their walk with Christ. Sam and Kelly share, "The devotions have been a blessing in our home for the young and the old. God has spoken to my heart many times through Keys for Kids." We need your help to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and their families. Consider giving today with a monthly donation of $5 to provide great devotionals for kids. Go to keysforkids.net and click on Donate. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.